Blog Talk Radio.
North Carolina. Welcome to the Ant Canet Experience.
I am your host, and this is going to be a very interesting show, even though I've done a show on this a few months ago. If you want to call in, 914-803-4571, 914, make sure I'm giving you right, yeah, I'm giving you right number, 914-803-4571. And tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about crime, and I don't know if it's going to go, I don't know how long exactly we will be talking about this tonight. It shouldn't be, I don't think we're going to go too long because, like I said, I've already done a show on this, and but I do have some new stats that I'm going to be reading in just a few minutes. And the reason why we're doing the show tonight is because last week when I was doing the show on the black codes and some other stuff that we were talking about, toward the end of the show, I had a caller call in and couldn't tell if this guy was a brother or if he was a white guy pretending to be a brother, but he started to spout off a whole lot of, sound like a whole lot of nonsense, and I told him to call back tonight, so I'm hopefully he'll call back tonight before the show is over, and then because, you know, he just started going on and about, you know, but what he was implying, he was trying to make it sound like that all crime in the United States was done by black people, you know, and then he went down the usual excuse of Chicago and blah, 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 and black on black crime and all this nonsense. So, like I always do when I do these shows is, I research. I just don't pull numbers out of my butt and pretend that, you know, that I know what I'm talking about. So I researched, and a matter of fact, on the other show that I did, the FBI has a table called Table 43. And you can go online and anybody can find this table. And it has all the crime statistics in the United States. And so I'm going to be reading you the statistics from Table 43 from the FBI from the year 2015. And there's going to be proof, again, like I did when I did the other show, that all the crime in the United States is not done by black people. Matter of fact, most of the crime done in the United States is done by white people. And I have the facts in black and white. And, you know, because this is something, you know, to sit up here and to say that, like people always like to say, they always want to sit up and pretend that all the crime is being done by black people. Even though our jails are full of black people, but I did a show about that, about the industrial prison complex. So like I said, I hope that guy calls back, and I hope you call in too, so we can talk about this, because this is something that we need to talk about, and you know, and I'm not afraid to talk about it because, like I said, I've got the stats right here in my hands, and I'm going to get to them in just a second. And you know, and if you want, you can always go back in the archives and listen to all of my shows. They have been saved. And hold on one second. I'm trying to do two things at once. I think this is right. Oh, I guess that's right. I don't remember. Okay, I'll get to that in just a second. Okay, so like I said, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you all the stats, and if you want to call in and join in, the number is 914-803-4571. And we're going to be talking about this. And I think what I'm going to do, just to give you a heads up, next week's show is Tuesday, and you all know what Tuesday is. So what I might do, I'm thinking about what I might do next week, is to do, instead of the usual time from 8 to 10, I think I'm going to probably do from 6 to 8. And probably, you know, I haven't decided what I'm going to talk about yet, but I think I'm going to do from 6 to 8 because I know a lot of people are going to be trying to keep up with the results and all that kind of stuff. So, and this is, you know, this is a very important election. Some people may feel otherwise, but I think that it is. So, and I think everybody, if you're able to vote, I think you should go vote. I voted yesterday. I think I was there for maybe 20 minutes. It took me longer to get to the place than it did for me to vote. I had to update some information, filled out a couple of forms. They gave me the ballot. I walked in, did what I had to do, gave me my stickers, walked out, and that was it. And I was waiting for some Trump fans to be sitting there, you know, trying to keep me from going in because that would have been a problem. For you know, this is 2016, and for some people to think that, you know, that they think that they can just intimidate people to keep them from voting is just, you know, just messed up. So I was able to get in there, was able to vote, got me a sticker. So matter of fact, here in North Carolina, the last day of early voting is Saturday. So if you haven't done it yet, you might need to go ahead and try to get it in. Saturday is probably going to be crazy packed, and Tuesday will probably be crazy, crazy packed. So I like to get in and vote early. I think the first time I voted for President Obama, I did it on the day of. I woke up early in the morning. It was raining. Went to the school. They had it at one of the schools that I lived around at the time. Stood in line for a little while in the rain, went in, did my thing, and I pretty much jumped up to do that. So whenever you get a chance, please get out there and vote. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to play our weekly ad, and then I'm going to read you an article called "The Truth About FBI Crime Statistics." It was written back in, I think it was written a couple of years ago, but it makes some good points. And then when I read that, I'm going to go down the line and I'm going to read you every stat on this FBI statistic report. Because my thing is, I want you to hear. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you, go smoke up your butt, pretend that these, you know, I'm going to read you the exact stats right off the table. So you will be getting those in just a second. So let me play the ad, and then we will be right back.
Welcome to Pamela Palace, where every customer is your royal treatment. You may arrive feeling ordinary, but when you leave, you're guaranteed to feel extraordinary. We take pride and honor in serving you and treating you as the queens and kings that you are at Pamela Palace. So come and purchase beautiful scarves, shades, jewelry, etc. for queens. And for kings, we have wallets, bow ties, and much more. Need a royal experience? Well, contact me at Pamela Palace, PamalaPalace, on Facebook or Instagram. And also, PamelaPalace@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your purchases, and please come again.
Okay, back. live. If you want to call in 914-803-4571. 914-803-4571. I'm going to read you a little bit of an article that was written in 2015. And this article was talking about the stats of the table in the year 2014. But this is a very interesting article. And then I'm going to read you this, and then I'm going to read you the stats from the 2015 FBI Table 43 stat report. So let me read you this. The title of this article is Racism in America, The Truth About FBI Crime Statistics by Race. Okay. This article reads, as more exposure is being given to the unjustified killings of black men by white police officers, the Black Lives Matter movement is gaining momentum. Consequently, many contend that the movement isn't warranted because police officers murdering black people isn't the real issue, but instead crime committed as blacks by blacks. As a matter of fact, the notion that blacks are perpetrating the most crime in this country is said to be the real reason that police are obligated to scrutinize, even target them. However, according to FBI crime statistics by race, it isn't blacks who are driving criminal activity. Actually, in 2014, blacks committed only 28.3% of all crimes, and it shouldn't be bewildering that whites dominated commission of crimes by perpetrating 68.9% of them, considering they denote 77% of the U.S. citizenry. Still, whites argue blacks make up 13.2% of the population but commit 37% of crime. Clearly, black people are uncivilized, dangerous, and more violent than whites, but it is irresponsible to point out black Americans' crime facts without considering attributions to the crime rate. Boy, I can't read. Boy, I tell you, I hate when I get tongue-tied like that. Despite popular belief, crime in black communities is directly attributed to structural oppression. I know it's easier to take a colorblind position, believing that all blacks have the same opportunities and resources as whites. Commonly, whites and other minorities have argued that black people are oppressed in society because they refuse to take advantage of their post-slavery freedoms, quote unquote. However, the reality is in America, the majority of black citizens do not share the same wealth or opportunities to establish prosperity as their white counterparts. In fact, black men and women in this country are paid average salaries of only 67 and 64% respectively of a white man working the same position. The racial wage gap is one of many reasons for inequality, equally large gap in the quality of black communities, including its impact to high crime. Consequently, black communities have little opportunity to grow within themselves due to a lack of funds and resources. Also, it is a major disservice to all Americans to ignore the lack of efficient education, employment, housing, and overall wealth that's accumulated by the average black family as compared to white families, while focusing on statistics of black crime. The black men and women that struggle to find efficient paying jobs while lacking appropriate skills and education and possess no direction to help them become productive and prosperous citizens tend to turn to crime to boost their own economic vitality. And I know what you're thinking, every race struggles, so get over it. Although this is true, unlike black people, every race does not have a pipeline leading directly from schools to prison. Every race is also not the primary targets of the prison industrial complex to strong black families for financial gain. Every race doesn't have the court system ruling that public school systems are not responsible for providing quality education to students. Every race doesn't have foreigners saturating their communities with businesses while failing to hire the residents that make up that community. This is what happens when an entire community is oppressed. So when I read that black people commit 37% of crime, I remind myself that most of those people are living in poverty, lacking opportunity, business strength, and fortitude in their communities. But more often than not, whites will compare the plight of Black Americans to the success of immigrants, sarcastically spouting things like, quote, Blacks can't get ahead like all the other non-whites who immigrate here and start their own business and thrive all over the place, end quote. Where foreigners have many more advantages of U.S. capitalism compared to that of their homeland than Black Americans. And in addition to the federal and state tax incentives for business investment available to foreigners, political stability and minimal government regulations also provides them with an advantage. Moreover, the United States encourages foreign business development by offering green cards to those who invest $500,000 to $1 million into the U.S. marketplace, creating at least 10 jobs. Not to mention, many foreigners obtain a substantial credit line from their homeland bank, which they use to start American-based businesses. Most of these services are simply denied to Black people, so how could one compare Black people's lack of success to the success of immigrants? In addition to suggesting that Blacks commit the most crimes in general, it has become the standard for the media to promote the misconception that Blacks are overwhelmingly committing the most, quote, violent, quote, unquote, crimes in the country. This is very misleading because simple to refer to the statistics without, once again, considering the cause. The data must be interpreted in order to get a clear picture of what's going on. Research shows that crime has more to do with economics than the race of people. For instance, a study of Columbus neighborhoods found that violent crime rates in extremely disadvantaged white neighborhoods were very similar to rates in comparable Black neighborhoods. The violent crime rate in highly disadvantaged Black areas was 22 per 1,000 residents, not much different from the 20 per 1,000 rate in similar white communities. However, according to the FBI, the most violent crimes are murders, rapes, robberies, and aggravated assault, all of which whites excessively perpetrate. In 2014, 233 violent acts were committed, and Blacks were responsible for only 37% of them. Contrary to what the media suggests, statistics prove that whites execute 59% of violent crimes in the U.S. And let's not forget about the multitude of wealthy whites that have a different level of privilege than all other middle class and poor people. Whites such as Ethan Couch can kill and injure with impunity and not cause their entire race to be criminalized because of their actions, unlike Black people. Oh, but wait, Black people are more violent per capita, you're thinking. The most violent cities are populated by Black people. Well, I think this is bias of one to point out. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I think this is bias to of one to point out this fact without also examining the extremity of white mass murders. Whites are quick to reflect on Black people's violence per capita while ignoring or forgetting. And you may remember these: Columbine High School massacre, 13 dead; Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, 26 dead; Bath School disaster, 45 dead; Unabomber, 3 dead, 18 injured; Tulsa, Oklahoma bombing, that was done by Timothy McVeigh, 168 dead; the Happy Land, 87 dead; Middle East, Africa, Japan, Native Americans, Black Americans, too many to mention, and several other historical, in other words, all of these crimes were done by white folk. Still, the Blacks that commit crime against Black victims are typically poor with very minimum education, just like the poor white residents, for example, in the Appalachians. Beattyville, Kentucky is considered the poorest white town in the country. 98% of its 1,700 residents are white. This city is among the four lowest income towns in the country, and it's also riddled with drugs and economic despair. Consequently, crime rates soar in that area just as they do in poor black areas. It is also important to remember that poverty and lack of opportunities are synonymous to crime. Areas that where blacks are thriving have much lower crime rates per capita. For instance, Olympia Fields, Illinois, maintains a population of 69.6% black. This community scored an 88.8% for violent crimes compared to the national average of 202.6. However, across town, Chicago Heights scored 437.4. The major difference between Olympia Fields and Chicago Heights is the median household income and education level. Residents of Olympia Fields have a household median of $79,762 and possess college degrees, whereas the citizens of Chicago Heights mostly have only high school diplomas and a household median of $18,000. The bottom line is that the media has used all communicative platforms to define black culture as violent and therefore are an imminent threat to white people. They use statistics of criminality against blacks to reinforce the idea that blacks are lawless and therefore deserve every form of violence perpetrated against them. The media completely circumvents actual facts that are publicly displayed on FBI.gov in order to promote their racist agenda. Mediums such as Fox News, CNN, etc. commit a major disservice when they refuse to acknowledge and divulge the entire truth about blacks and crime, falsely convincing society that black people are the most criminal only proves that this country has contempt for blacks and consequently views them all as threatening and inferior. The media's one-sided, superficial, and exaggerated depiction of black people reduces the real variety, depth, and complexity of the entire race. Furthermore, when the issue of white police officers murdering black people is addressed, mainstream society, attempts to deflect from the matter by challenging, quote, why isn't black-on-white crime discussed? Well, let's discuss it. The FBI data shows that all white victims of murders, 3,005, only 13%, 409, are actually committed by blacks. 84%, 2509 of the killings of white people are committed by other white people. This fact is overlooked because by acknowledging it requires accepting that white-on-white crime is just as prevalent as their favorite topic, black-on-black crime. And I say that on my social media, I say that all the time. When somebody comes around with this black-on-black crime garbage, I say, hey, 85% of white people kill other white people. And also, you got to remember, back in the day, white people was killing everybody. So for them to sit up here and pretend that only black people are killing black people and everybody else is BS. FBI statistics also prove that the highest offense charge is drug abuse violations. The data reveals that approximately 69% of those violations were committed by whites and only 29% by blacks. However, there are more blacks in prison for drug-related offenses than whites. Furthermore, How is it even possible for blacks to represent only 13.4% of America's population but maintain over 60% of the prison populace? This fact is designed to give the impression that blacks are more susceptible and prone to drug crimes than any other race, especially whites. It is a fact that marijuana use is roughly equal among blacks and whites, yet blacks are 3.73 times as likely to be arrested for marijuana possession. It is also a truth that blacks are more likely to get caught with crack, unlike whites who tend to possess powder cocaine. Consequently, people convicted in federal court of possession of 5 grams of crack will receive a minimum mandatory sentence of 5 years in federal prison. On the other hand, possession of 500 grams of powder cocaine carries the same sentence. The media would use the disproportion of mass incarceration of blacks to support that Fawkes claims that blacks commit the most drug-related offenses. Meanwhile, they circumvent revealing the other side of the coin, which is that the prison-industrial complex, a system of racist drug laws and biased policing and court system used for economic and social advancement, is the primary reason that blacks receive stiffer sentences than whites. Overall, in America, whites kill whites and blacks kill blacks. And even though black violent crime rates are higher than whites per capita, it is irresponsible to use statistics to paint black people like dangerous animals without considering how poor socioeconomic contributes to their demise. Black people aren't any more susceptible to violence than whites. As a matter of fact, there are several affluent black communities with very little crime activity, especially compared to the national average. On the other hand, there are just as many poor white communities that are saturated with crime and drug activity, yet the prison populace doesn't reflect this fact. Instead, more blacks are convicted of the same crimes also committed by whites. And on top of it all, the media uses these facts to demonize black people in order to control the opinions of mainstream society and the behaviors toward black people. These are the facts. Black people aren't more violent than whites. There are just more poor blacks than whites. So, and this points out a whole lot of things that I've been saying for the longest about the myth on black-on-black crime, which I did a show about. You know, if you're gonna go that route, then you need to go white on white crime, white on black crime, and white on everybody else crime. Now, what I mean by that is that whites kill blacks, and whites kill everybody else. Now, they've been doing it for over 500 years. And I will remind you that this is Thanksgiving season, and I did a show on Thanksgiving where I explain the real meaning of Thanksgiving. And if you remember in that show, you can always go back in the archives and check it out. Matter of fact, it might be the thing to do, because Thanksgiving will be here in a couple of weeks, and it totally changed my mind as far as Thanksgiving goes. But when you get the facts on a lot of things that you thought you knew, things change. I mean, your mindset just changes, and mine did. When I did that show and I talked about the things that happened, I did a total 360. So I don't look at Thanksgiving like I used to look at it, because of the simple fact that, and this is just history, and this is just a proven fact. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you get upset by what I say, don't get upset by what I say. Just go look it up. Go research. Everybody carries a computer around with them in their pocket, because they damn sure don't make phone calls on them things. They're doing more texting and everything else on them. But my thing is, you know, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, research. There's this cool invention called Google, and Google knows all. So, you know, if you don't believe what I'm telling you in any of these subjects I'll talk about, just go back and research. You know, it only takes you a few minutes. Do your own research. Do your own reading. And you'll see what I'm talking about. So when I did the show on Thanksgiving, pretty much the Europeans came to America. They didn't discover America, because America was already here. There were already people here, and they just took everything. If they didn't kill the Native Americans by shooting them with guns, they killed them with disease, and they took everything. Okay? So that was the first crime wave, you know, because the topic of tonight is crime in America. So let's just start at the beginning. They killed everybody that was here, and they took whatever they wanted. You know, what kills me, you know, when you have these, you know, a lot of these white families with all the land, you know, and they like to say, my family got so and so much land. Yeah, well, your family took that land. because it wasn't like you know, your family just got here and just started buying land. Your family took that land. Okay. So that was the first. So that was the first, you know, as far as crime goes in America. And then somebody got a bright idea. They wanted to build this country up, but they were too lazy to do the actual labor. So they decided they would go get people and bring them over here and make them do it. Now, also, let me just say this. People like to throw up that argument, and I did a show on this, about Irish slaves. There were no Irish slaves. They were indentured servants. Now, like I explained in that show, I'm throwing a lot of these, you know, to other shows, because anytime you feel like you can always go back and archive and listen to these shows, yeah, you know, I'm telling you what I'm telling you now is what I said in the show. Indentured servitude is a whole lot different than slavery. When you're enslaved, you know, you're a slave. Your whole family could be a slave. Your whole family could be sold, you know, broken apart. You know, your wife or your husband can be sold to somebody. Plantation 200 miles away, you can be sold to a plantation. You know, your children can be sold. Indentured servitude is you owe somebody a debt. You and the person that you owe the debt to come up with certain amount of time that debt is you know, good for. You work it off, you pay it off, and then you're free to go. Slaves were not, couldn't just, you know, be freed. You had to go through the Civil War, the Emancipation, and all that stuff, and before they were free. So there's a difference. And there were people, you know, slaves killed, of course. So we had that. And then we had, you know, remember this too. While all of this is going on, I mean, we had wars, and I did a show on this. This country has been, for the entire total time that this country has been in existence, it has not been at war with another country for about 21 years of the entire history. This country has always had something going on. So that's, you know, that leads up to the Civil War. Slaves are freed. A lot of people like to say that the Civil War is not about slavery. Wrong guess. The Civil War was all about slavery. And people like to use or try to say that it wasn't. It was. Don't get fooled. Read up on it. It was all about slavery. But they won't say slavery. They'll say states' rights. And what that is code for is the states wanted to have the right to own slaves. And there was killing going on there. When the slaves were freed, you know, you have to remember that when that when they were slaves, they weren't allowed to read or write. But they were allowed to have Bibles. But they weren't allowed to read or write. So whenever they were free, they were just pretty much, you know, from the beginning and work their ways up. But they were discriminated against the whole time. Then you had the KKK. They've been killing black people and minorities for ever since they existed. You know, the lynchings, the killings, the bombings. I mean, the whole nine. And remember, all of this, you know, white on black. But you don't hear anybody talking about that because that goes against what the narrative is. You know, they want to keep it up on black on black, you know, because that you know, that's more controversial. You know, that's you know, drama. If you probably didn't notice, but drama drives ratings. Ratings drive into money. So, you know, it's easier for them to always bring up black on black versus talking about white on white or white on black, because they commit crimes just like everybody else. So fast forward. There were years that, you know, you didn't have this thing, black people killing black people, because you have to remember, I did a show on this. Really, the Second Amendment is all, you know, you have a certain group of people hollering about guns rights, where black people were not allowed to own guns either. They couldn't read, they couldn't write, they couldn't go to school, and they couldn't own guns. Matter of fact, the first police force was the plantation police, because they would go around and they would round up black people and take them back to their plantations or whatever, freed or not, didn't matter to them. They were just rounding up black folk. But they were allowed to own guns because they were in militias. Black people were not allowed to own guns. So what I'm getting at is that when people start spouting up all this garbage about black-on-black crime, about, you know, Chicago, which is one of their favorites, you know, like I said, 85% of white people kill other white people. I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's funny, whenever something happens on TV, as far as a killing goes, you know, first thing that people think about is what color was he or she or whoever it was. What color were they? And then after they, you know, ask what color they were, then they say, well, what religion were they? Because this country is on this kick about religion. You know, they want to just make it sound like that only, you know, Muslims are killing are terrorists, but they seem to forget that there are a lot of Christian terrorists here too. And they're called the KKK. They're called skinheads. They're called the white supremacy organizations, which, by the way, endorsed Trump for president, in case you didn't know. And they have been killing people, especially black people, for hundreds of years. But they want to make it sound like that only black people are committing all the crime. But just in a second, I'm going to read the stats. We might not go with this show for long because, you know, I'm waiting for the phone calls to come in. If they do come in, then, you know, I'll take the phone calls. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get that number out again. 914-803-4571. 914-803-4571. So if we don't get any phone calls, that's cool. I'll just do my job, and then I'm going to bed because I have to work in the morning, and I'm tired anyway. Been a long day. But, you know, wanted to get this information out to you. So if you want to call in, 914-803-4571. But back to what I was saying. White people kill other whites. White people kill other blacks, you know. And as far as crimes go, I mean, they've got these crimes on lockdown, you know, and they like to pretend that they don't, but they do. So, I'm going to read to you, and like I'm saying, and like I'm going to say this before I even get started, if you do not believe these stats that I'm reading to you, I'm going to tell you where to go look for them, and you can go look for these stats yourself. This is Table 43, the FBI, FBI.gov. These are the crime statistics for 2015. Let me repeat that. Table 43, FBI.gov, 2015 crime stats. Okay? You can go look these up whenever you feel like it. If you don't believe what I'm telling you. And that's going to be your homework assignment for tonight. You can do the full 2 hours, which is fine. I'm going to challenge you to go online and to look these stats up. And I'm going to read them just like I got them. I'm not going to add any numbers. I'm not going to subtract any numbers or any of that stuff. I'm going to read them to you just like they are on these pages. And this is a 7-page report, but I'm not going to read all of them because what they do is they break it down. 43A is for all the crimes committed in the country by race. 43B is arrest under 18. I may read a few of those, maybe. That's table 43B. 43C is arrest 18 and over. They've got that broken down by age. And that's it. And then at the end, I'm going to read you some more stats that you might find interesting. So we're going to get started with these. Like I said, anytime you miss a show, you can go back. All the shows have been archived, and everything I've talked about, I've done shows on. So I've done shows on crime before. I've done shows on, Thanksgiving. I've done shows on slavery. I've done a bunch of shows on slavery. I've done shows on the Second Amendment. I've done shows on the plantation police. I've done all kinds of shows. So in case you miss anything, you can always go back and catch them. I'm just giving you the stats, the fact. I don't make up stuff when I do these shows. I'm just telling it to you like it is. Before I go, this is our first phone call tonight, so I'm going to grab it before I read these stats to you in just a second. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Brother Anthony. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing? I'm going to memorize your phone number one day. I don't know why I didn't think it. I guess old age is catching up to me. Hey, how you doing?
Sister Pamela, I'm doing fine, sir. I was just checking out your, I'm a little late here, but I was just tuning in and checking out your program tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Actually, I'm glad you called because you remember our show from last week when we had that caller toward the end of the show spouting off all
mm-hmm.
that
right.
garbage. Well, tonight I was hoping that he was going to call back because what I did was I got the matter of fact, I'm getting ready to read them in just a second. I got the crime statistics for the year 2015 from the FBI website.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read not all of the stats, but I'm going to read the most important ones. So if he is listening tonight, and I hope he is, then I'm going to give him the actual facts and not a lot of that made up stuff that he was talking about last week. Because a lot of
That's
stuff he
right.
was talking about, I think he was making
mm-hmm.
up a lot of that mess. And I still don't know if he was an undercover brother or if he was a white guy
mm-hmm.
trying to sound like he was a brother or he was a white
mm-hmm.
guy just calling in. My thing is, I don't care if he was white. I don't care what color he was.
Right.
The only thing that I was concerned about is what he was saying.
Right.
He was talking a lot of stuff that just sounded like he was just
mm-hmm.
making a lot of it up, you know. And
right.
then he was trying
okay.
to get me to say that most of the crime in the United States was committed by black people. No, I wasn't about to say that. So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, then we'll get back into your show.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna get to read these stats. So let me get ready for them. Let me get comfortable. Let me get ready to read. It's gonna be, there's gonna be quite a few. Matter of fact, when I did the show before on crime, I read pretty much the same stats, but they were from the year 2013. But these stats I'm reading tonight are from last year. So I'm gonna read these to you right quick. We're going to start at the top. Okay. According to the FBI, Table 43, 2015, Crime in the United States, according to them, last year, there was 8,248,709 total crimes in the entire country. Out of those 8 million crimes, 5,753,212 were committed by white people. 2,197,140 were done by black people. So they also included American Indian, Asian, and Native Hawaiian. But I'm not going to include those in this discussion. Like I said, if you want to go back and read, you can always go back and read. What I want to do, I want to talk about black and white because that seems to be, what we all talk about, and I hope that guy is listening. Now, what I just read you, out of that, it was everything totaled up 100%. Out of that, white, 69.7% crimes were committed by white people, verses 26.6 committed by black people. Let me read you to let me read you that again. 8,248,709 total crimes. Out of all those crimes, 5,753,212 done by white people. 2,197,140 done by black people. Broke that down, 69.7% white, 26.6% black. And I went to school and I was always told that 69 is bigger than 26. Okay. Now, some of these stats I'm going to read, they do have, they tend to slant toward black, but most of the crimes I'm going to read to you tonight are, were done by white people. So let me get started on these. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter, 8,508 total, 3,908 done by white people, 4,347 done by black people. All total, that would bring that 45.9% white and 51.1% black. Rape, 17,370 total, 11,809 by white, 4,907 done by black. That brings that total to 68.0% white, 28.2% black. That's the category of rape. Robbery, 73,023 total, 32,439 white, 39,052 black. Total, if you total all that up, that'll give you 44.4% white, 53.5% black. Aggravated assault, 287,566 total, 184,024 white, 92,237 black. Our total, 64% white, 32.1% black. Burglary, 165,948 total, 112,992 white, 48,907 total, for black people. All total, 68.1% white, 29.5% black. Larceny, theft, 893,707 total, 621,585 white, 244,722 black. If you break that down, it's going to be 69.6% white, 27.4% black. Flip over the page. And this is motor vehicle theft. Total was 59,533. 40,000 done by white people, 17,499 done by black people. That brings that up to 67.2% white, 29.4% black. Arson, 6,762 total, 4,952 white, 1,519 black. Round that up, 73.2% white, 22.5% black. Violent crime, 386,467 total, 232,180 white, 140,543 black, which breaks down to 60.1% white, 36.4% black. Property crime, 1,125,950 total, 779,523 white, 312,647 black. Brings that round, you know, if you're going to do the percentages, 69.2% white, 27.8% black. Other assaults, 826,920 white, total, 826,920, that's the total, 544,870 was white, 254,600 was black. Breaks down to 65.9% white, 30.8% black. Forgery and counterfeiting, 42,436 total, 27,419 white, 14,001 black, 34.6% white, 33% black. Fraud, 101,556 total, 67,594 white, 31,495 black. Brings that to 66.6% white, 31% black. Embezzlement, 12,169,000 total, 7,378 white, 4,482 black, which makes that 60.6% white, 36.8% black. Stolen property, buying, receiving, possessing, 68,057 total, 44,561 white, 21,783 black. That makes that 65.5% white, 32% black. Vandalism, 146,090 total, 101,481 white, 39,778 black, which makes that 69.5% white, 27.2% black. Weapons, carrying, possessing, etc., 110,822 total, 63,967 white, 44,284 black, which makes that 57.7% white, 40% black. Prostitution and commercialized vice, 31,362 total, 17,084 white, 12,513 black. That breaks down to 54.5% white, 39.9% black. Sex offenses, except for rape and prostitution, 39,184 total, 28,650 white, 9,058 black. Makes that 73.1% white, 23.1% black. Drug abuse violations. This is a big one. 1,136,950 total. 803,809 white. 307,140 black, which makes that 70.7 white, 27% black. Drug abuse violations, but there are more black people in jails because of drugs. But more white people are committing drug offenses than black people. Gambling, 3,597 total, 1,296 white, 2,028 black, makes that 36% white, 36% white, 56.4% black. Offenses against the family and children, 71,865 total, 47,312 white, 21,425 black. That makes that 65.8% white, 29.8% black. Driving under the influence, 825,218 total, 108,590 black, which makes that 82.6% white, 13.2% black. Liquor laws, 201,550 total, 160,772 white, 27,742 black, which makes that 79.8% white and 13.8% black. Drunkenness, 313,390 total, 239,556 white, 44,676 black, makes that 76.4% white, 14.3% black. Disorderly conduct, 295,835 total, 189,312 white, 91,716 black. Breaks down to 64% white and 31% black. Vagrancy, 19,268 total, 13,247 white, 5,143 black. Breaks down 68.8% white, 26.7% black. Okay, got a few more to read. let's see, all offenses except traffic, 2,455,238. Out of those, 1,683,297 were done by white people, 688,146 done by black people, and that brings that percentage 68.6% black, 68.6% white, 28.0% black. Suspicion, 1,085 total, 479 white, 297 black. This breaks down to 44.1% white, 27.4% black. And the final one I'm going to read in this category, curfew and loitering law violations, 33,700 total, 17,782 white, 15,053 black. This breaks that down to 52.8% white and 44.7% black. Like I said, you can always go back and check this out if you don't believe what I'm saying. That's table 43 of the FBI. The FBI crime statistics. And since I'm not getting a whole lot of calls, and it's, you know, I'm kind of pooped because it's, I had a long day. Had a long day yesterday and a long day today. I'm going to probably wrap this up in a few minutes. But like I said, I want you to, before I read this, I challenge you, if you're listening to this and you don't believe what I'm telling you, to say that when I do my shows based on fact. Now, I'm not pretending that I know everything, because I don't. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a professor or none of that. I'm just a regular person that reads. Sometimes I read too much, which is good. You know, you can never read too much. But when I do these shows, I research them. So when that gentleman called last week and was just spouting off all kinds of stuff, you know, I got to believe he was probably a Trump supporter. He's probably one of those people that believe, you know, Trump is running around talking he's going to bring law and order. You know, that's BS. All that is just, you know, talk from back in the day, you know, trying to make all black people look like criminals and thugs and all that kind of mess. But I'm going to read you this. Now listen to this. In 2015, 69.7% of all individuals arrested were white, 26.6% were black or African American, and 3.6% were of other races. Of all juveniles, persons under the age of 18 arrested in 2015, 62.9% were white, 33.9% were black, and 3.1% were other races. Of all adults arrested in 2015, 70.4% were white, 26% were black, and 3% were of other races. Let's see. While individuals were arrested, white individuals did more often for violent crimes than individuals of any other race and accounted for 60.1%. Of those arrests. Of adults arrested for murder, 50.4% were black or African American, 46.5% were white, and 3.1% were other races. So black in that category, black was 50%, white was 46%. So they're not even, but they're pretty close. Black or African American juveniles comprised 50.8% of all juveniles arrested for violent crimes. White juveniles accounted for 59.1% of all juveniles arrested for property crimes. Of juveniles arrested for drug abuse offenses, 75% were white. White juveniles comprised 55.7% of all juveniles arrested for aggravated assault and 60.5% of juveniles arrested for larceny and theft. So, I'm going to wrap this up in just a second, but what I just read to you is real simple. These are stats. They're online. You can go get them. You can go read them for yourself. you know, black people, you know, they make it, some people make it sound like that all black people do is commit crime and murder and do drugs and all this other kind of nonsense. Well, I just read you the stats. That's not true at all. So feel free to look up these statistics when you feel like it. And you can always, you know, drop me anything on social media. The show has its own page. You know, I'm usually on there all the time. If I'm not on there, you can, you know, leave a question or comment or whatever, and I'll try to get back to you. But I mean, that's it right there. In black and white. Most crimes in the country are done by white people, and you have the stats by the FBI to prove it. Now, if you don't believe me, you know, and you think that the FBI is lying, then that's on you. But so I just presented them to you. So I hope that guy that called, I don't think I got his name because he just started talking and we just started going into this thing. You know, I do shows every Tuesday night. So in case he wants to come back and talk, we can always come back and talk. But I just gave the stats. So if you miss listening live tonight, you can always go back and listen to the show. But that's it right there. So, in about an hour, I gave you the entire history of crime in America, and it just comes down to pretty simple. While all races and creeds or whatever commit crime, most of the crime in the United States is done by one particular group of people. And that's the same group of people that'll get on the news every single day, that'll get on social media every single day, and will try to make it sound like that only black people out here doing this, all this other stuff. Well, I had the proof right here. You can use the information I gave you. You can use it to tell these knuckleheads that, you know, it's not true. And, you know, just hit them with the facts. So that's what I try to do. So, like I said, I'm going to run. I've got I'm pooped. Matter of fact, I've got to take care of something right quick. Then I'm going to bed. But I just want to let everybody know that that's the show for tonight. History of crime in America. I just pretty much gave you the entire history of crime in America in about an hour and 10 minutes. Something that the media won't do. Something that the news won't do. I've already taken care of it for you. If you don't believe me, research. Check it out yourself. Feel free to do exactly that, because, you know, don't take my word for it. Just do your research and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Table 43, FBI.gov. Those are where the crime stats are. And before I go, just to let you know, next week I'm probably going to do, and I'll announce it on my thing, on my social media, whatever. Probably 6 to 8, since it's the election next week. I don't want to keep people, you know, from, you know, because it's very important. You know, we've got a knucklehead that has never held office a day in his life, you know, trying to be whatever he's trying to be. I don't think he's serious about doing it over versus somebody. Now, both of them are not perfect, but, you know, she's been accused of, you know, doing emails wrong. This guy has been accused of raping people, grabbing people. You know, his businesses aren't all that. So he's a complete fraud, if you ask me. But, you know, so the election is very important next week. So we're going to probably be on from 6 to 8. I haven't thought about what I'm going to talk about yet, but I'll figure it out and I'll let you know. So with that, I'm going to end the show. Thank you for listening. Always go back and check out the archives. I hope you learned something. Like I said, Table 43, FBI.gov, research. Don't have to listen to me. Don't take my word for it. Let's get on the site, pull up the stats. Again, most crime in this country is done by white folk. Most of the crime in this country is done by white folk. That's just a fact. And, you know, can't deny it. So I will see you next week. Peace out.